Dr. Megan Leask is from the Department of Physiology, the School of Biomedical Sciences at Otago University. She and her team have received health research funding of $1.2 million towards her research looking at cardiometabolic diseases. Examples, type 2 diabetes, chronic kidney disease and gout, and their alarming increase worldwide. Megan works with Māori and Pacifica genetic data to identify clinically relevant genetic variants unique to our peoples. And she's kindly with us for a kōrero about this new research project. Megan, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for sharing some time with us. Why are these metabolic diseases increasing so rapidly among the Māori and Pacifica population, Megan?
So this really isn't my expertise, and I'm sure public health experts could probably speak to it a little bit better than I can. But I guess the general understanding is that right now we're in an obesogenic environment, and that's underpinned by a genetic risk. So as an example, I guess, the cost of good food in New Zealand is pretty extortionate. And so we have this socio-economic problem where, you know, we have people who can't actually afford nutrient-dense food, and instead they are ending up with foods that are high in calories but don't have the good stuff. So it's this environmental impact that's acting on our genetics.
So in many ways, the surge of obesity in Māori and Pacifica populations down to income and economics, yeah?
Yes, yeah, I'd agree with that.
Well, it's disappointing, but a reality. How then do we counteract it? Rather, whilst we wait for a massive economic shift, which could take decades, and we haven't got that time.
I'm glad that you bring that up. It really is. We can't wait for an economic shift, and we can't wait for the environment to change. So I guess the thing that my team is really keen on exploring is how could we target the unique genetics of Māori people to come up with better treatments for these people.
Tēnā koe. Sadly, there's a stereotypical approach or observation. When you see a big person, and I live in the south side, south of Auckland, and so I can see a lot of big kids at school. And people tend to blame them. Oh, they're eating too much. Their parents are overfeeding them. They're killing them with kai. But the reality is, if you've got a big family, you're going to end up with 6 or 8 loaves of white bread. It's not doing anyone any favours, admittedly, but it's filling up a puku that's hungry.
Yes, exactly that. And we can't. I don't think we can address that right now. I think we need different approaches. And hopefully what our research does is it points to these genetic drivers that are underpinning that environmental cause, I guess. And perhaps we can go after those genetic drivers with treatments, drugs. You know, I don't know if the listeners are aware of the drug Ozempic, but it basically targets a hormone in our bodies, and that can lower our weight quite significantly. But what's underlying that is genetics. We could go in and find other drivers using through our research and perhaps come up with these new therapies.
So we are looking to modify our genetic system to address some of these issues. I mean, there's the arthritic nature of gout that we touched on, chronic kidney mm-hmm. disease, and obviously type 2 diabetes, which is so rampant at the moment. Can we modify our genetics in some way? You mentioned Ozempic. Are there some other ways that this can be achieved, or is that what this research is all about?
That's what that research is about. It's about finding things that we don't know yet, things that haven't been found in the biomedical space yet, and actually using Māori genetics to find those novel players, because we know that Māori have unique DNA, and perhaps within that unique DNA, we have some clues, we have some novel drivers that we could target.
How is your research planned to be rolled out? Who would you need to liaise with? Are you sourcing Māori? Are you sourcing some Māori input here? And if so, how? Could you just sort of give us an overview of the shape of your research model and how long it will run for, Megan?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, actually, this research has been going on for quite a number of years now. My mentor, Tony Merriman, he was instrumental in recruiting Māori to one of his studies. And so now we actually are extremely fortunate to have about 4,000 Māori and Pacific people that have generously donated their DNA so that we can do this work. And, you know, you can imagine that's taken a long time to get to the point that we are at now. And so now that we have this wonderful data set, now we can go in and look at those genetics. So I've really been well set up by, you know, the people that have come before me to do this work.
I recall, see, sometimes people chuckle about gout. Oh, you've been eating too much seafood. And it's, you know, the source of mirth. But when, this is many years ago, when I had a conversation with a researcher who was going into a relatively isolated community to try and understand the genetic links with gout and realising that while it's a laughing matter to some, those who have it, it's no laughing matter. Next thing you know, they're too sore to go to work. Literally, it was affecting the chi on their table. So those people were very comfortable to be in a research program if the burden of gout wasn't landing on their mokopuna's toes, literally. So there's a lot to be said here of getting Māori involved in the research project when we're looking at genetic clues as to how we might mitigate the reality of contracting these situations and challenges, gout being one, diabetes another. What do you say of the willingness of Ngāi Māori to participate here?
Well, the fortunate thing is we don't necessarily need any more Māori to participate, but I think what I can say to that is that this research already has led to, you know, that whakamā, that embarrassment around having gout. It's already led to improvement in people's perception around gout. And Māori already knew that it was genetic. They knew that it ran in their families, but having research pretty much prove them right, and then they can move on and actually go through the treatment and everything like that, means that, you know, they're sort of taking hold of or ownership of their health. And so we've already done wonderful work. Well, my mentor has already done wonderful work, and hopefully we can do the same sorts of things for type 2 diabetes, chronic kidney disease.
Tēnā, all the best with the study. It's underway now, I guess, and runs for how long, Megan?
It's for 3 years. Right now, I'm just trying to recruit a bioinformatician. They will be the person really right behind the data. And then we can get on to doing the functional work where we explore what the genetic variants might be doing.
Interesting stuff. Hope you'll allow us to stay in touch and have a kōrero as this unfolds for you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Megan.
Nga mihi nui.
Me koe hoki e te tūngene, kia ora rawa tū koe. Dr. Megan Leask.